Todd Collins is here with us.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, what's going on?
You had a very exciting weekend, and I thought that we should let our listeners, especially our racing fans, know about the cool stuff you got to do this weekend.
Yeah, it was really neat. Motor Racing Network, which we carry here on Kicks 101.1, who you listen to the races through every Saturday night or Sunday during the NASCAR season, had a advisory council meeting down in Kansas City at Kansas Speedway. And just kind of an idea of what we did with radio stations going down there and just giving feedback to the Motor Racing Network. So there were meetings and there were advisory panels and all that kind of stuff. That's the boring stuff. Blah, blah, blah.
No, wait. We're not just going to gloss over that. You were invited, and it wasn't every MRN station that was asked to come down and give feedback, was it?
No, it wasn't. It was a select few throughout the country. It was an honor to be asked to do that. And, of course, our relationship with Iowa Speedway here played a big part in that. Since I do the track announcing there, it was I was able to give some insight and some feedback on some things. So that part was extremely cool and very flattered that I was asked by MRN to be a part of this.
Well, and I wanted to congratulate you, and I thought that our listeners should know that because I think that's a very cool thing.
It was cool. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. And on top of that, you got to hang out in the booth with the announcers there. And did you meet Cole Swindell when he was there?
He actually, it was during the live broadcast. He came in, so I didn't get a chance to meet him,
a quick hi. Had you got to meet him in the past?
I don't think I've met Cole.
That's
it's when you're like, I don't think I met that country star, but you know, after many years, you kind of forget who you've run into.
Right.
Not to sound pompous or anything.
No, you do get to meet a lot of people in this position.
I'll just tell you, if you are a fan of NASCAR and you listen to it here on Kicks 101.1, the time, energy, and effort that goes into making a broadcast with the guys up in the booth, with the guys in turns one and two and three and four and the pit reporters and everything, it's really quite an elegant radio ballet that has played out. And very cool to be able to see it behind the scenes. And then, of course, now that they've added Rusty Wallace to their broadcast team, that's fantastic. The insight that he provides is excellent. Of course, a lot of Iowa fans know about Rusty from here at Iowa Speedway. He's the one who designed the track, the 2 and 14 degree banking in at Iowa Speedway. Just good to see him again, good to catch up with him, and good to see him as a part of MRN. I will tell you this, maybe I'm talking out of school, and I know we're running long here.
Oh, no,
but
you're fine.
When Rusty did television for 8-9 years, with ESPN, and he would say, you know, I'd have to wear the makeup and have to do the suit, and I was kind of trapped, confined. They would tell me what I could and couldn't say. Here's the great news, race fans. When you're listening to Rusty with the Motor Racing Network on Kicks 101.1, he is Rusty Wallace. He gets to be Rusty Wallace. They put no confines on him. They don't shackle him. So he is loving the fact that he gets to come on and literally talk racing to race fans. He's not put into any kind of box. He gets to be Rusty Wallace. And if you've ever seen Rusty or his brother Ken, you know these guys are animated.
I've never seen Rusty without makeup, though.
Yeah,
it's a whole different
Rusty. He didn't look like Rusty at all.
Maybe he wasn't Rusty. Maybe that's why they need the makeup, so he wasn't so Rusty.
The joke was that he uses his arms so much to talk, the other announcers have to give him room so he can swing his arms around and everything. So just really good to be a part of it. Really good to catch up with Rusty. Kansas Speedway, class act track down there. The people that were there. Good to catch up with some friends I made in NASCAR. So it was excellent, and we're right in the middle of the chase. It's an exciting time, and of course you'll be able to listen to the remainder of the chase right here on Kicks 101.1 with the Motor Racing Network.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming in and telling us about your weekend.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yay!